Hilchos Bishul, Perek Aleph, Seif, Ayin Ches. Sakiyot Te, Amunachas B'Tiyon. If you've got tea inside a teapot. Lavdavka teapot. If you've got it in any sort of cup, also it's the same thing. Mishaychim Me'ev Shabbos Tamsit Te. Adein Esinos Sakiyot Te, because. Or Bekli. Mino Oilois is a Sakiyot Me'ev Shabbos. The best way on Erev Shabbos is if a person puts a tea bag or tea leaves inside the cup on Erev Shabbos and he cooks it up, the person should, best way is to take out the tea leaves, take out the tea from the cup or from the tea urn or from the teapot on Erev Shabbos in order he shouldn't have a problem from Boira, because he's separating the tea leaves from the water on Shabbos, like we see in a second. Emloi Hoitzi is a Sakit Me'ev Shabbos. Ein lauret is a tamtzit meakos, ala kozma sha tamtzit shabikli mechase sakiyot hatei. Ach, kishinismata tamtzit. Ein lauret tamtzit meakos machmas chashash poyo. Says like this. If one left inside the cup the tea bags or the tea leaves, the part of the cup or the teapot which is higher than the level from the tea bags or the tea leaves, you've got no problem from Boya, because that's not mixed up altogether with the tea bags or tea leaves. But when it comes to the level from the tea bags or the tea leaves, then you'll have a problem from separating this water from the the tea bags. Separating the water from the tea bags, let's discuss now tea bags. A tea bag has got a problem because it may be the bag itself may be a kli boya, because it is made in a special way that the tea leaves shouldn't come out, only the tea. So even though you're taking the good from the bad, you're doing it in a way that the bag is going to stop the tea leaves coming out. So it's a clay boya. A clay boya, maybe it's considered a clay boya. Therefore, you're not allowed to do it, even some chlachile, even if you do it, oichum mitur tzeles. You're not allowed to do clay boya. Therefore, a person should not go and do a separation between the tea and the tea bags. Therefore, when it comes to the level of the tea bags, it's a problematic. How are you going to do without a problem from boya? Therefore, he says one has to be careful not to go and come to the level which the tea leaves are holding, or the tea bags. Same thing is, if you'll have a tea on, if you'll have a teapot. Now, the teapot sometimes has in its spout a sieve. The same thing is there. Then the sieve itself would be problematic to use it on Shabbos, because the sieve may be a kli boya, and therefore you're stopping the tea leaves coming out, and a day kli, which is problematic on Shabbos. Again, ein lohitz is a sakiyot metecha kos b'Shabbos, machmas chashash prayer. Maybe you have a problem from boya if you take out also the tea bag, because taking out the tea bag is separating the bad from the good. You don't want the tea leaves, and the tea leaves are disturbing you. You take out the tea leaves from the water, you're taking out the bad from the good. And maybe if you take it out with the bag, it may be considered even a kli boya. Therefore, problematic. It says, in the kavan peregimus, if ein ches, pe alef mashak seven of dinim elu. What comes out from the halachas there is that the best way to take out, if one has to take out the tea bags, take it out with a spoon. That should be taken out with a spoon, that the tea bag itself should come out with water, with tea essence with it. So it's not, you haven't separated it from the tea essence, it's still with water with it. Take it out with a spoon, therefore it should be able to be done like that. That's the best way of doing it, but it's always the chatchila, the best way is to take out the tea bag or the tea leaves before Shabbos. So if Ayin Tes, Achonas Tamsit Bekli Shlishi, if a person wants to go and prepare tea essence on Shabbos or normal tea in a keli shlishi, Ein lochim b'Shabbos Tamsit Te al dei nesinas sakit or alim afilu b'keli shlishi. A person should not go and prepare, not even prepare, do on Shabbos, put tea or coffee, which is not being cooked, in a keli shlishi. Tea is known, it hasn't been cooked. Normal tea has not been cooked altogether. Maybe a bit roasted, maybe a little bit roasted, not even that. You can't put it even a Keli Shlishi. Even though we take on that Keli Shlishi is not Mavashal, of the Petit, one sees that it cooks in a Keli Shlishi. Because one sees it, even a Keli Shlishi, even though it's a Keli Shlishi, if it's on hot water, it still makes it into a tea. Therefore, if one sees it with our eyes, that it help, that even a Keli Shlishi it cooks. Therefore, one should not put in a cup, even a Keli Shlishi, tea essence or tea which hasn't been cooked before Shabbos.